I'm Bob Agnew.
We are turning up the volume and mixing it up at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our third base blackjack pit in front of overtime. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sexy dealers, drink specials, and a live DVJ spinning beats all night long. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Play blackjack in the third base pit at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For third base blackjack pit details, log on to windriver.com. Blackjack. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio, is about to commence.
And good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Sharon Clark. You know what that means. It's the Clark and Clarks.
Yes, it is. And we've got so much to talk about. We haven't had a chance to talk about the election since happened. So here we got to do that.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, because it's going to get crazy. If you'd like to join us, jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 56 today, low of 39. On Friday, a high of 59 and a low of 43. Mostly sunny but windy for the next few days, and not much of a chance of rain until next week. And partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday night. But in the highs, right around just typical winter weather without any moisture attached to it at this point. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. So give them a call at 365-3793. So, Sharon, you and I have been doing this show for a couple of years now.
That's
on
right.
The first Thursday of every month. And as most of you know, Sharon's not crazy about politics, and I think I've kind of got her around to actually thinking about and
more.
Talking about much more than she
yep.
ever did.
Absolutely.
So how ironic is it that on election night, it was Sharon and I that were sitting there texting back and forth.
Oh, my gosh. It was so crazy.
It was. It was so and I thought it terribly ironic that you actually got that involved in it.
The fun thing about that text was that, you know, of course, leading into that evening, I remember, you know, I stopped at Cleary's for a glass of wine on my way home, and it was like, he has to take Florida if he doesn't get Florida. And, you know, we're all kind of pretty much resolved that Hillary's going to win. That's where I was kind of at that point. And so when I get home and I'm having dinner and I'm turning it on, and then all of a sudden things really shifted, and at like 9 o'clock, I text Trish something like, oh my gosh, I am dying right now. Can you believe this? It's just crazy. And you're like, I know. I said, I'm not going to bed until this is done. And you said, I'm not either. And I end up falling asleep on the couch. But at like midnight, I wake up and I see a text from Trish that says, you can go to bed now.
It was an exciting evening. And certainly, I don't think that we weren't alone in our astonishment. But boy, the aftermath with the other side and the establishment and the
surprising.
Media mm-hmm. is just crazy. The conversation, the whole I keep reminding everybody to remember who you're listening to. Just because the media tells you he said whatever doesn't necessarily mean he said whatever.
Right. Well, there's just a lot of people on blogs and in the news that want to incite a reaction. And so they're going to, on both sides of the podium, absolutely, you know, do yeah. that. And so I think it's interesting, my daughter being, you know, in her early 20s, this is her first presidential election, and I would consider her a millennial. And for her to see the reaction of these rioting and blocking freeways, and she's like, what's the purpose of them blocking other people that are trying to go to work? Like, what message are they wanting to send? It? Like, she couldn't really wrap her head around some of that either.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was just like, I get peacefully protesting, you know, in certain situations. Yeah, some of these college campuses that gave them, you know,
warm blankets and yeah. fuzzies.
They had coloring books and they yeah. had, you know, fresh cookies and back rubs or I don't know what.
Yeah. It's a sad world.
It was quite entertaining there for a few days.
Well, it is. And I think, you know, all of this nonsense about the popular vote, you have to put it in context, because in reality, if you take out Los Angeles and New York, Trump won the popular vote in the rest of the United States as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the forefathers really had some smarts going to set us up in the way they did. Otherwise, we literally would be being run by two large cities.
Right, right.
The needs of Los Angeles and New York certainly would not speak well for the needs of the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. That's why the Electoral College is what it is.
Right.
And now this effort to try to get the Electoral College to change their votes and it's just the bottom line. If that happens, the best that can happen out of that kind of a move is it throws it to the Congress, which, hello, is controlled by the Republicans. But then they have another little song to sing that, oh, well, yeah, he didn't win the popular vote. And he didn't win the Electoral College. And so now his friends voted him into office.
So, I had an interesting discussion with a friend of mine who's very, very progressive, lives on a place way out in the hinterlands, and was ranting and railing that it should be the popular vote. I said, well, let's suppose that the People's Republic of California suddenly puts forth a referendum that everyone who lives in rural areas must give up their property and give it to the state and go move to the city. And everybody voted for that. How would you know, everybody in the city voted for that.
Yes.
How would you feel about that? Well, that would be wrong. I said, okay. You work within the system, and be careful what you wish for.
But exactly. And you know, the reality is, if people just stop and think through all of the ramifications of getting rid of the Electoral College, the problem is, again, there's a thing going around about our democracy is failing. And this is what happens to democracies. And they fail because, and it goes through all of the steps of the thing. We are not a democracy. We are not a democratic republic. We are a republic.
Yep.
A representative republic. We are not a democracy. Very carefully defined. And when they talked about it in all of the papers that were written at that time and the discussions that they were having, they talked very clearly about why they were forming a republic as opposed to a democracy. Because the guy's right. Democracies don't work. They fail because it's you know, what is it? It's something about the sheep deciding what, or the wolves deciding what's going to be for dinner. I used to try to explain to my son about, you know, he says, well, it should be a democracy. I said, good. There's three of us. We'll vote on it. That's how a democracy works. You're outnumbered. Do you not get that?
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, I know there was some, you know, and again, me not being as politically minded as you are, but, you know, hearing people, you know, have their complaints about how everything went down and hearing some, you know, people say, you know, this is what happens when you give everybody a participation trophy. You know, what, you know, we've you know, the mindset of this generation that we're raising right now is that everybody gets a vote, everybody gets to win, everyone should have an opinion, and every opinion should matter, and you know, and if you don't like it, then you should try to change, you know, and there's just, you know,
well, there's the value.
There's
of
winners
that.
And there's losers.
That's right, and we need to get back to letting the kids know that.
I don't think that we have really. That this new millennial generation, and my daughter will be the first one to say it, you know, everybody gets a time to play on the team and everybody gets a trophy and we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings and, you know, all of that. And like in our generation, like, you know, you ran for student body president, they counted the votes and somebody won and somebody lost and you conceded and you
went on with your life.
And you went on with your life. Absolutely.
Yeah. So. Well, and certainly when they're little, I see that, you know, you don't do that. But the thing is, they say, no, well, they don't keep score. Yes, they do. The little kids are keeping score,
that's
even
right.
if we're not.
That's right.
And so you can sit there and tell them, oh, yeah, nobody won. They know who
yes,
won
they
the game.
Do.
So, I mean, that's an instinct that's in them that we're trying to beat out of them, actually.
Right.
So it, I don't know. So let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk about some of our president-elect's choices for his cabinet.
Sounds great.
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
That's right. I get to whip out the Christmas music. It's officially December. A couple of things I want to quickly say. Saturday night, 6 p.m., California at Tehama. Lighted Christmas break kicks off. Brenda and I will be there doing some announcing.
Good, good.
For about, like, the 10th year. This portion of KCNR's Free Fire Radio brought to you by Omaha Steaks. For all your holiday needs, their helpful experts will help you stay in budget and personalize those holiday gifts from steaks to desserts. Anyone you gift, including yourself, will enjoy your package long after the holiday season is over. Give the gift of gourmet this holiday season, omahasteaks.com. And now I'm going to make one of my co-hosts blush just a little bit. If you're driving on Eureka Way and you cross the railroad tracks on the overpass there and you look off slightly to your left, you see a billboard with an extremely classy lady on it. And that would be Sharon Clark,
who is
the owner of Home Helpers, the in-home care services, more than an in-home health care agency. They're an extended family when family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care. And they customize home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they are happiest at home. Reading Businesswoman of the Year, and darn nice lady on top of all that.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Well, you did make me blush.
and it's all true. I think that's a great, you know, that you're, the business that you've established there is just such a godsend to the community, and you've done such a marvelous job
sharing it. Thank you. And it definitely, you know, there's days that it's really tough, and then there's days that it's so, so rewarding, and I just can't imagine doing anything else, so I get as much joy out of doing it as I'm sure we help people. And
how great is that to be actually able to have your livelihood as something you enjoy doing that much?
Oh, my gosh. It is.
What a blessing.
And employing 60-something people in our town that need a job and want to work, and our amazing caregivers. And so it's a win-win.
It absolutely is. So speaking of win-win, so we've got this President-elect Trump who is being criticized every day about this and that and the other thing. I think one of the latest ones was a statement he made, and I think this really points out how far they go with everything he says. He tweets after a flag burning that he thinks everybody that burns a flag ought to go to jail. Well, I don't happen to disagree with him. and I don't think a lot of other people do. Interestingly enough, Judge Scalia made exactly the same comment when he made the deciding vote to make it protected. Mm-hmm. He said, if I were king, they'd all go to jail. They wouldn't be burning the American flag. But so
Trump can't say it, though.
Right. You know what I mean? So it was a comment. I think there's a lot of us who feel like there's a whole lot better ways to protest than to burn our flag.
I agree. I completely agree.
And for me, that would make me really angry. And if I'm hoping I'm never around it or see it, because I'll probably get in trouble over that, too.
Well, you know, when I was a young girl and going to summer camp, and we had, you know, our unit would be in charge of, you know, you'd either put up the flag or take down the flag.
Yeah.
And it was a sacred job. I mean, we were 10 years old, and that flag did not touch the ground.
Oh.
And you folded it a certain way, and you presented the colors before it went up the flagpole. And it was, I mean, even as a little girl, a campfire girl, you know, we learned, I mean, it was a very, very sacred experience. And so that's never got out of my head.
Well,
I was raised that way.
And that's exactly right, Sharon. And so there's a lot of us who are very offended now. The ruling was made that it is protected speech, and I'm not sure how they got there, but okay. Doesn't have to mean we have to agree with it. And so he just tweets out that final thing, and then it's days of he's going to make a law, and he's going to export everybody, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. And that's not what he said.
Well, you know, and I'm really, like, I really enjoyed, like, the Facebook feed of him talking to America and cutting through all of the media and just giving us a direct message. I think, you know, we haven't had a president this active on social media, and you can't really misconstrue things when he gets on and just decides to talk to us.
There you go.
And not go through anybody and not pick which reporter and which network and who's going to cover it. And, you know,
and of course,
all of
that's what's driving the media crazy.
Right, yeah.
because they really want to be the bully pulpit of it. They want to say, oh, this is what we're going to ask you. And they want to do what they've done for the, you know, the main reason that our republic has worked for as long as it has is because we have had up to the last 8 years, a elected officials and administrations that respected our Constitution and our country and our flag and all those things. And so that's why the Republic worked. They supported our Constitution. We had 8 years where, wow, there was so much stuff going on that was just borderline unconstitutional and flat out unconstitutional. And so it's going to take, I think, a little while to turn that around, maybe four or five pen strokes, because most of it was done
by
executive order.
That's right.
That's a good thing. But it is interesting to note that he keeps smiling. He just keeps moving right along. Every day it's something new. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. He is doing this. He is doing, and then he's plodding right along with some very impressive appointments. I am familiar with some of the people that he's appointed. As I do the research on each one of them, I'm impressed with the backgrounds of these people. Mm-hmm. I think his cabinet is brilliant thus far.
Well, and I think that's one of the things when we were all, you know, looking at our two, you know, options for president was who was he going to surround himself with? And for his lack of experience, he needs to surround himself with people that know what they're doing. And because he's a businessman, he's not a politician.
There you go.
And I think that scares people, too, because he doesn't owe anybody and he didn't sell out to anybody. And that's scary, too, to not have, you know, anyone that he has to please. other than the American people. And but I think it's smart of him to cross party lines, to choose people at times that maybe didn't always agree with him, because that also keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
To defend your situation, to understand their point of view, and to have people around you that aren't always, you know, yes people.
And I concur with that. I'm not exactly sure that I think that Romney would be a good choice for Secretary of State. I think perhaps that's way too important a position to cross the line and try to make a statement about getting along with the guys that hated you.
Mm-hmm.
Romney very much wanted to be president. I think he would have made a good president. But he has his own very clear agenda of what he wanted to do when he was president. And I would be fearful that as Secretary of State, he would be putting his thoughts into practice rather than President
mm-hmm.
Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do. He's got some good choices, but that would not be my choice.
And I'm looking forward to seeing a very strong person in that role to gain some respect back.
Absolutely.
In some of these countries that aren't taking us seriously, that aren't afraid of us, so to speak. And our power and what we can do in this world. And I really want to feel safer in my country. So I think that's a really important position.
Oh, I think so. And I think, you know, the people that he has chosen, the gal that he chose, well, he's got three women. So that nonsense about him hating women, that's kind of over the cliff now. He's got some, the gal that he elected, what's her name? Chow, I think. She was in the Reagan administration.
You look at me as if I can help you with this question.
Okay. At any rate, the latest one that he came up with was in the Bush administration, perhaps. And anyway, she's a Chinese gal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so my whole point is that he certainly is out there looking at all kinds of people. I think part of the thing that bothers the left and the establishment is that these are not people that they control that he's putting in these cabinet positions.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothers them a lot.
Right.
Because
right.
they would prefer to have some people in there from the establishment, from the people that they, in fact, can control. And I think they're having a hard time with that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting from the day he threw his hat in the ring, through last year, through the election, and into his inauguration and this next year. It's very interesting. I'm refreshed and back, you know, paying attention to politics a lot more. And I think a lot of people are, whether you agree or don't agree, or whether you're candidate one or not, people are more invested and are taking more ownership of their country. And I think if that's the best thing that can come out of this, is that we've got a lot more young people interested in politics, whether or not they went about everything the right way. They're passionate. And that's something we haven't really seen a lot of. And so I think that's something very good to come out of this too.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. And you will remember when Reagan was in office that he took his – he wasn't liked by the establishment and the left when he got into office. And he took his message directly to the people, because the press didn't want to play nice with him either. And he quite often took his message directly to the people. And I think you're going to see a lot of President Trump going directly to the people and bypassing the media. And of course, they don't like that. But I think that's what's going to happen, and he just keeps smiling all the way through it. And I think it's interesting as he comes in and out of the Trump Tower, and the people come in and out, and they just can't stand it that they really don't know what's going
yeah.
on. And they really want to. So, unfortunately, they make up what's going on, and that's kind of a bad deal, too. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, you give us a call at 605-4567. Or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com and join in and tell us what you think about the present situation.
And at around 8 o'clock, Gene King from One Safe Place is going to join us and
yes.
chat about
what's going on with
what's
that.
What's going on
yeah.
with their new place and programs, and I'm sure how we can all get involved and help support that. So we're excited to have her on. And then a little before 8, we're going to chat a little bit about our local gal, Sherry Papini, and her situation, and what we're going to do as a community on Saturday to support her. So we're excited to chat some more about that. And so I have some trips planned.
Oh, okay.
So maybe when we get back, we can talk a little bit about
perfect
what we're both doing in 2017 travel-wise.
Perfect.
All righty. And, of course, with these news events, a lot of women are considering taking a closer look at personal defense. And I can take this opportunity to tell you this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighting and his team of professionals are NRA instructors. They provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
It's Christmas time again at Dandelion. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
KCNR, 1460, it is 7:32 as I play some Christmas music. And if you don't like Christmas music because it refers to Christmas, I'm sorry. That for people who are easily offended. This portion of the program is brought to you... I'm sorry, something just set me off. My new favorite place in town, aside from home, of course, is Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way. Full-service sports club. There is now about 40 pounds less of Bad Bob Belongi than there was a year ago at this time. And that is thanks in part to Wellgate Sports Club. And they have a new program there that Brenda is taking part in. Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Calling. It's a unique saltwater pool facility available only at Wellgate Sports Club. A certified professional water coach. One-on-one or small group training, range of motion, flexibility, and increased buoyancy means reduced joint wear. Packages are available. Wellgate Sports Club, self-care is the best health care, 768-1205.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday, and it's Sharon Clark joining me because it's the first Thursday.
The Clarks take over.
Take over the airways on Thursday, and anything goes. And we've been talking a little bit about the appointments that the name I was searching for a little while ago was Elaine Chao. That was appointed for one of the positions. And you know, I'm going to just say this because we had somebody who called in and was offended that I had referred to her as a Chinese lady and that was terribly racist. I disagree with that. I was identifying her nationality, and I believe she is Chinese. I was also trying to point
pulling up her wiki right now.
Diversity. And I would say to you that you need to get over yourself. I mean, come on. I was simply trying to point out that contrary to what everyone had expected, anticipated, and predicted, he is not appointing just white males.
Elaine Chao's parents fled to Taiwan from Shanghai on mainland China after the communists took over following the Civil War in 1949.
There you go.
So the comment was not, in fact, racist.
Well, and it certainly was never intended to be. And, I mean, I was identifying her nationality and the fact she was a woman. So if you were offended, I'm sorry. That certainly was not my intention. But you need to get a little thicker skin because I am, first off, not politically correct. And second, I am no racist.
No, so, not at all.
Absolutely. So sorry about that, but so a little sideline.
Yeah, thankfully.
If you're going to rant about something upon which you have a opposing viewpoint based on fact. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Poor Bob got the earful.
Yeah, Bob, he did, and so I didn't. But I would, again, just finish that conversation and then move into the other. I'm impressed with the choices that he's made, putting a lot of thought into it. He's checking with a lot of people and surrounding himself with good conservative groups and input that I think are going to bode well for the American people. The little thing he pulled yesterday with those jobs, that was kind of interesting, that with a phone call he was able to save those 1,000 jobs.
I didn't hear this.
In Indiana, forgotten what kind of jobs they were, but it was a company that was going to be moving the plant and closing it and moving their operation to Mexico. He's had some discussions with them. They announced they're going to leave the plant open in Indiana, and that saves 1,000 jobs.
Wow, wonderful.
So I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he said he's going to try and bring jobs back and make it a – and he – I think what I like the best about it is he's approaching it in the same manner I've said for years. Government needs to create a climate that allows entrepreneurs and businesses to thrive. Mm-hmm. That's where you get jobs. Government doesn't, nor should they, create jobs.
And a lot of that is the small business owner.
Exactly.
Is the people like me and that are, you know, taxed unfairly, even though I'm employing 65 people. And, you know, all of this, they think we have all these deep pockets to just continue to, you know, on the backs of the small business owner.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah, let us just do what we want to do and let us grow and let us employ more people. And those more people pay more taxes and those taxes stay local and federal. And those people then are off public assistance and, you know, all, like it'll take its course.
It will.
Yeah. Just butt out.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And finally, the one appointment, and I can't remember who it was, but it's a gal that is big into education and very much into charter schools that he's picked as his Secretary of Education.
I was reading a little bit of criticism about that because I think that there's public school people that she's never worked in the public school system, so they don't think she has a credibility. Did you read any of that?
I did. Yeah. I read all of the stuff, and then I read all of the factual stuff about her. And the fact of the matter is she's very bright about education. I happen to agree with most of her positions, so maybe that's why I like her. The public school system, I mean, that's all well and fine because the people who are telling you that public school system is great all have their kids in private school.
That's true.
So it's all great for you to do that. But I think there are ways that we can guarantee a good education a lot cheaper by returning most of that to the states because that isn't supposed to be at the federal government anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's not covered under the 10th Amendment. I think perhaps that's where he's headed with this, returning a whole lot of that authority to the states individually, and I think that's an excellent step in the right direction.
Right, and I think there's a lot of his stances are going to be returning stuff to the states and getting federal government out of some of those.
It saves a lot of money and unfortunately will cost some jobs in Washington, D.C., but they've got the best economy in the United States anyway. They can stand it. So where are we going in 2017?
So, well, number one, in January, I'm going to New York So I'm going to a conference there and going to go there for 4 days. And there's an amazing women's conference that I'm going to go to that if I decide to join this this track of empowerment of female leaders, I'll go to New York every couple months for a year. And wow. it's an amazing, and I'll talk more about it when I go. This is like an introductory weekend, but it's for women. It's for women leaders. It's internationally, people fly to New York and take this program and grow and nurture each other and empower each other and all of that. So that's really exciting. And then my biggest one though is I'm going to Greece.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm doing that in June, and I'm probably going to take my first 2 weeks off. In 10 years. I've never been off more than 6 days in a row. So I'm actually going to take 2 weeks, and I'm going to do Greece and then do some Riviera and do some Paris. And so that's – I'm super, super, super excited about.
Oh, it sounds exciting. Yes. And Greece
Sam,
is someplace
is it
I've not –
put in for adoption.
Yeah, you need a friend to go with you. I mean, I'm always open for a trip. I have only just a couple of trips planned. I've never been to Mexico. And I'm actually going to Puerto Vallarta in January.
Oh, good. That'll be fun. That's a good time of the year to go.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. And then I also, this year I wanted to go back to the Tennessee area. Mm-hmm. Four or five years ago, I took my motorhome across the United States. In the southern route, and then a couple years later, we went across the United States in the northern route. Mm-hmm. As we did that, you know, you see a lot of country. We were gone a couple of months each time, and you see a lot, but you miss a lot. And you see places. One of the areas that I specifically just loved and was entranced with was the Tennessee, the Smoky Mountain area, which is now unfortunately burning.
Right.
It just Gatlinburg, Dollywood, all of those places around in that area where I said I wanted to go back and spend 2 weeks. And so that was one of the trips I was planning for this year is to get back in the motorhome.
You know, I lived in that area when my former husband and I were married in my early 20s. He was stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, which is right on the Kentucky-Tennessee border.
Yes.
And we spent a lot of time in the Nashville area and went to the Smoky Mountains. And it's a beautiful area of the country. Amazing people.
Absolutely. Loved it.
Everything's Ashland, so green and beautiful and just that the rolling hills of it. When we did go to the Smoky Mountains, I did miss my Sierra Nevadas, you know, just the big, huge,
they're different
trees and all that. But it was just an amazing time in my life. And it was a really fun experience. So hopefully they'll need the economy boost by the time you're ready to go, maybe to get some tourism back in there. Hopefully they get everything settled down.
I've been watching the news meet coverage on it, and it is just an incredible storm. And now they did get some weather with it, but it turned into some almost hurricanes or tornadoes or something along with it. So they're just really getting racked there, and there has been some loss of life. So our prayers go out to that area, and we know what forest fires are about here. We don't usually get them this time of year, but they're being ravaged back there. But so yeah, lots of fun stuff.
So my really important question to you about Mexico.
Okay.
Do you like margaritas?
I do.
Okay, because that's really all you've got to know. And just be careful on the ice.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say.
That's where people go wrong with, you know, they don't drink the water, but then they don't think about the ice and the drinks.
I know. So how do you drink a margarita?
Well, I think you just have to pick a good place that makes sure that the
And my son tells me just drink beer.
Stuff. There you go. Just right
I'm going to have a hard time with that. I'm going to go someplace and buy a bottle of scotch.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I'm not much of a beer drinker.
They have this drink called the Chalala, and it's like lime juice with a salt rim, and you dump a beer into it, and it's really good. So, doesn't that sound good? So there's plenty of workarounds down there. Trish. You won't have
plenty
to worry
of workarounds.
About it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a new experience for me. I don't know how that I've escaped. I've been. Practically, you know, I've been in a lot of different places and missed that entirely. But
and the other great place to go in Mexico is like the Gulf side where Cancun and down to Playa del Carmen. And I've been over to that side too, and it's gorgeous over there. So this may be the first of many trips for you.
Well, who knows? I may decide there. I really like it and decide to go back to it to others. And I'm always open for a trip. I think that's a great thing. I love the fact that I've been able to do so much traveling in the last few years. Mm-hmm. And it's and it's like, you know, I like going out of the country, but there's so much of our country that is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm always reminded when I come back and I take the drive up as I did this morning from Anderson coming up to Reading, that while I travel all over the place and look at a lot of things, I probably live in one of the absolutely most majestically beautiful places in the whole world.
We definitely do.
So you want to pay some bills, Bob?
Absolutely. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750. They are just Redding's jewelry store of choice. Excellent place to go shopping and, you know, maybe try not to drool too much on the display cases there. Good folks also have the only certified watch repair guy in the region. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 222-2750.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds this Thursday night, December 1st from 7 to 9 in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite Christmas songs and jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, special guest Lou White on sax and flute, and Joe Larson on trombone, and a special appearance with Scott Lewis on vocals. December 1st from 7 to 9. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
The Cascade Theater is throwing a silver screen Christmas party, and you're invited. Friday, December 16th. Doors open at 6 with live music, dancing, a Christmas sweater contest, themed drinks, and a visit from Santa. Followed by the ultimate holiday film, Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart. The film starts at 7:30. Friday, December 16th. Tickets and information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
KCNR time is 12 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. I remember when I first heard this song right here was on Limbaugh's show. And he actually introduced Mannheim Steamroller to the entire world.
Exactly. And their music, their Christmas music is absolutely the best.
Yeah. So, it's always been a favorite. And after all these years, in fact, I'll probably play this track down at the Christmas parade. So,
oh, it's marvelous.
Speaking of Christmas things in Reading, last night, Brendan and I got a last-minute invite to the Madrigal dinner. Carl wasn't able to go, so I wound up going to represent the radio station. And we got in there, and the work that these young people put in to putting on the Madrigal dinner, and of course it's held at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, the Frank Lloyd Wright construct there off of Eureka Way. The professionalism and talent and dedication that these young people have gives hope for this generation of millennials coming in. I was absolutely delighted. The singing was absolutely heavenly. The food was good. And these kids bust their details. This is a big event for them. And so hats off to the folks over there at Shasta High School Music Department for putting on another year of great Madrigal.
That's awesome. And, you know, I think that oftentimes the newsworthy stories about young people, the ones that are making the news, aren't always the best. So when we have those moments to shout out to all of the amazing young people in town that are doing the right things, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple of other things coming up that we want to remind people about tonight at Wind River. Linda Bott and the Bluebirds?
Lady Bott and the Bluebirds.
Lady Bott and the, yeah. and the Bluebirds. I always get that wrong. Anyway, at Wind River, I invite everybody to go out there. A magical evening. It's just a fun cabaret kind of evening, great food and
Christmas music this time out,
and probably Christmas music this time around.
A couple
I'm
of
sure.
guest musicians. If you want to get in there, Elements Lounge, the phone number to make a reservation, 243-3377.
And come join us out there this evening, because that's going to be absolutely marvelous. And I always want to remind everybody, this is the first weekend of the month, and so there's a breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center from 8 to 11 down in Anderson. You need to come down and join us, and you get your choice of pancakes and sausage and eggs, or French toast, or biscuits and gravy. Great breakfast, and it's only $6, and it really is one of the big fundraisers for the Senior Center down there. It's a community breakfast, so bring your family and bring your neighbors and come down and have breakfast with us.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
So it is, it's good time. So you need to bring your family down and come join us.
I know,
Sharon.
I really do.
Yeah.
So what else?
Well, let's talk about the Papini family just a bit. I think it is just incredible how blessed that they are that in this community that she was found. I can't imagine in my wildest imagination that what she's gone through or how they survived that as a family.
I agree, and unfortunately, there has been some speculation on different websites about really with really negative comments, and I'm not even going to repeat any of them. But you know, as a community, we want to be only supportive of this amazing family that has suffered this tremendous trauma and help them put only positive out there and support.
Absolutely. And, the vibes, the airways should be filled with nothing but best wishes and prayers for this family and everyone involved with this. And remember, people, that we don't have all the facts. That's why it's called an investigation. And there needs to be the ability to handle these things without all of us knowing everything. You know, we really don't have that right, and we really don't need to.
Right.
So I think the best thing any of us can do, the only thing we should be doing, is being supportive and praying for this family that they can heal and get their lives back together.
Absolutely. And I think while that's going on and we give them the privacy to do that, women, again, what we can take from this is to really be aware of our surroundings, to be safe and careful, especially people like myself that are out in the field and going into private homes and sometimes out of contact with our office and work. And, you know, Bob and I talked about that a little bit this morning off the air. And I think that, you know, as diligent as we can be, there are unfortunately people out there that are waiting for us to let our guard down.
That's
right. And we all need to be, you know, and I really try to be aware, but there are times you're walking to your car, you're on your phone, you're distracted. And you
need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
You need to make an effort not to be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I say that to every woman in the audience. If when you're walking through a parking lot, take a deep breath before you leave that store. Know where your surroundings are. Know where your car is. Know if there's anyone around you. Stop talking on the phone. Stop rushing through life, because then that's when you become a victim.
Absolutely. And, you know, we should be able to go for a run. We should be able to not have to do that. But that doesn't take away from the fact that there just are horrible, sick, bad people in the world. And just because we should be able to,
we can no longer do that.
Right.
There is what ought to be, and there is what is.
Right.
And the reality is that you can no longer leave your car unlocked. You can no longer leave things on the seat of your car and expect that it's not going to be broken into. You can no longer leave your car running in the driveway while you run back into the house. You can't leave your door unlocked. And just get over it and live with it and have some new habits.
Right.
Take care of yourself, because unfortunately there is never going to be a police officer on the corner that you need them. No matter how many police officers we put out there, we're just simply not going to do that.
Right.
We as a society have to take a little responsibility for our own protection and just don't make a victim out of yourself. Be aware of your surroundings. That can go a long way. When I leave a place, and I mean, Sharon and I are single women, so we quite often are out and about on our own by ourselves, late at night, early in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, who gets up at 5:30 in the morning to come to a radio show?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So when you go out to get your paper in the morning, look around. Don't just assume that that quiet neighborhood you live in is all okay, because there's people out there that may mean you harm. So look around. Just don't stumble out and not pay attention.
Yep. I think it's – and it's so easy to do that, and I've definitely been guilty of that. And today Bob says, please tell me you at least have a stun gun. I said, I do, Bob. It's bedazzled, but I do have one. But Bob was talking to me about taking the CCW class. That
mm-hmm. I think all women should do that. I've had a CCW permit for many, many years. And with my business that I had in the 80s is where that started, because, again, I was out and about by myself, places that I had no idea where I was going or who I was going to meet a lot of times on different searches I did with my metal detector business. And so I went through that process at that time, and I'm forever grateful that I do have that protection.
Yeah, and even Carl has said to me, you know, Sharon, maybe you won't go ahead with getting it, but the class is really good to take, because there's a lot of safety measures and a lot of precautionary things that you learn just taking the class itself.
And that's
so
part of
it. Just to start there and get comfortable and familiar with what it entails.
Every 2 years, you have to go through that process and take the class and repeat those things. And I always, every year, every 2 years, when I go through my upgrade to renew my license, I always learn and am reminded of things that I've gotten slack about or forgotten about or learned something new.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always it's a good thing. And certainly, I mean, my goodness, in rural Northern California, something like that can happen. It can happen any place. And so we just need to be aware. Unfortunately, it isn't like it used to be when I was growing up. Certainly, my goodness, we'd play outside and be gone all day. And, I mean, literally come home when the streetlights came on.
I remember my mom coming out and just yelling our names out into this block.
Yeah.
And we'd come out of whatever house we were in, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so that, though, and what a great time to live, to grow up and live. Unfortunately, our children don't live in that kind of an environment, no matter where they're living. And so we need to be a little more careful and just not be doing that kind of stuff. So.
Yep. Well, and I think at the same time as, things aren't as safe, how far women have come with what we're doing in the workforce. And with that has come, you know, more risk. But my gosh, when I was a young girl, you know, the thought of anyone running for president that was a woman was way, way far off.
So
we've made so many strides in other areas. Well, it may not be, you know, the streetlights come on, kids can play outside thing. There's so many other areas where as a society we've grown and women are so much more empowered and continue to be. And for all of the issues surrounding Hillary's campaign, I think it's wonderful that little girls cared and saw that's a position one day that someone will hold, hopefully in their lifetime, and hopefully that will come.
Oh, I think there's no question about it.
When it's the right time.
I think that's absolutely true, and we just have to perhaps, you know, the pendulum swings and it goes so far in one direction and then it comes back. I think we're in for a little bit of a course correction here. Maybe get back on target about being proud of our country and maybe gain the respect of the other countries that I feel we've lost.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to establish that respect among ourselves and start speaking that way again instead of apologizing for our existence, which we've been doing for a few years. And I think that'll go a long ways towards reestablishing that. You know, we were waiting for someone to call about the Sherry Papini, but they've got something going this weekend. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
And Lisa, hopefully she'll be checking in with us and we can always throw her on in the next hour. But I know that Lisa Jeter is putting together a welcome home photo for Sherry and her family and meeting at the convention center, I believe, on Saturday at 10. And it's a community event, and they're encouraging everyone to wear pink. That's Sherry's favorite color. And really to just show that support in welcoming her home and coming together as a community to do that for her. So I'm thinking that's something definitely that I'm planning on being at.
Oh, I think it's a marvelous idea, and I think it would be great for the community to turn out and fill that whole parking lot with it, with a great picture. Hopefully they've got an ability to maybe take a drone picture and speak as a community to the support for this family. But again,
Oh, that may be her now.
Yeah, okay. We're going to preempt the news and go ahead and get this important announcement on.
All right.
So go ahead.
Good morning, Lisa.
Let me go ahead and patch her in. Go ahead.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did I say it right?
You did. You did.
Good. So tell us a little bit about what you're planning and what motivated you to do this for her.
Well, lots of people in the community have been asking how they can help, and obviously the family, we just want to respect their privacy. But people just want to be able to do a kind gesture and things like that. So actually, a mutual friend of mine in Keith, Brad Frost, he's the owner of a bunch of gyms here in town. Keith used to work out at that gym. And there was a group of people talking at his gym, and they thought, well, you know, it'd be a really awesome gesture to do a really huge picture for her, just letting her know that the community will always stand with her.
Absolutely.
And so Brad called me and said, hey, what are your thoughts? And I said, I think it's a great idea. So I reached out to Keith and just made sure that that they would be okay with it, that we continue to honor their wishes. And he thought that Sherry would be very grateful for it and that she would appreciate it. So we went forward with it.
Good. Lisa, that's just a great thing. And Brad Frost is one of lifelong personal friends. So I'm glad to see him involved in that. The Frost family and the Clark family were like, we've been friends forever.
So, Lisa, so the event will start on Saturday at 10?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a fairly quick event. Mm-hmm. Myself and Cameron and probably Mike Mangus, there'll be a few of us that'll probably just say a couple words, just to everybody just thanking them for being there. And then we'll get everybody on the lawn. We have a very large, large sign that will be going across it, and it will be an aerial shot.
Perfect.
So
that's wonderful.
Everybody will be in pink, and it'll just be a really beautiful shot for her, and hopefully, you know, she'll just know that she has a lot of support.
And I think that's a great resolution for us as a community to end this situation on a high note, to welcoming her home and then really just moving on, letting the family heal and that investigation continue, and just only support for her and her family at this point. So I think that's a great pin on the end of this thing and all of us moving forward. And I would encourage all of you that have been supporting this family to come out. And we have a happy ending. As sad as some of the events that took place, at the end of the day, we have her back home, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and all we need to do now is prayers and support. Thanks, Lisa, for updating us on this. And we want to see everybody down there Saturday morning. We're going to take a break now and go to news.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
And we now join Town Hall News here on KCNR Shasta Reading, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino.
Family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Nancy Pelosi has been reelected House Minority Leader for another 2 years. We get more on that from correspondent Wally Hines.
Pelosi fighting off a challenge from Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan, who made a push for new and younger leadership in the wake of the November 8th elections. It's the first official challenge to Pelosi's leadership since 2010. The 76-year-old California Democrat did promise some changes, including adding a member of the freshman class to her leadership team, but critics argue that the changes do little to ensure new blood at the top.
That is Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. A pair of new studies say the psychedelic drug found in so-called magic mushrooms can quickly and effectively help treat anxiety and depression in those suffering from cancer. The effect may last for months, they say. The drug is called psilocybin. The new studies are preliminary. Experts say it's going to take more definitive research to truly assess those magic mushrooms. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Major U.S. railroads don't appear to be worried about changes in U.S. foreign policy under a Trump administration. Here's Keith Peters reporting.
Major freight railroads are expecting their business to fare well as long as the economy continues growing, despite President-elect Donald Trump's promises to overhaul U.S. trade policy and renegotiate bad deals. Railroad executives didn't seem worried about major trade changes when they spoke at a Credit Suisse investor conference. All the railroads benefit from international trade because they haul containers of goods that ships bring into port hundreds of thousands of miles inland before trucks carry them to their destinations.
That's Keith Peters reporting. Black Friday deals could turn out to have pulled November U.S. auto sales out of a recent slump. General Motors sales jumped 10% over last November. Toyota sales were up 4%. Nissan sales rose 7.5%. Kelley Blue Book expects total sales of new cars and trucks to rise 4% for the month to 1.37 million units when it's all tallied up. More from townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet on Friday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab. With an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10 and children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Join us by jumping into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And it is Thursday morning, and so this is Trish Clark, which I do the Thursday show, and it's the first Thursday of the month, so I'm joined by
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we have Jean King in the studio with us for this hour One Safe Place. Good morning, Jean. Happy to have you here, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of fun things coming up. It's about 46 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're thinking probably 56 today with a low of 39. On Friday, a high of 59, a low of 43. And Saturday, a high of 65 with a low of about 45. We're not looking for rain until possibly next week. A little bit of chance of showers on Sunday night. But mostly it's just going to be cold and windy and kind of just winter weather, which is good. We've got a lot of rain for the lake and hopefully get some more of that in the coming weeks. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, welcome, Jean.
Thanks. I just want to say something about the weather.
Yeah.
I was driving up Shasta View to come over here this morning, and right at the tip of Shasta View is Mount Shasta. It has never looked more beautiful. I mean, if people don't, aren't just stunned at what this community looks like and what we get to see every day. Ah, my
we
gosh.
Take it for granted, don't we, sometimes?
Take it for granted, but...
You know, I made that comment as in the first hour because we were talking about traveling.
Yeah.
And as I said, because I drive up from Anderson.
Oh, yes. And you have that same...
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I'm always reminded that I probably live in one of the most majestically beautiful places in the whole world.
It is.
And I mean, you got Lassen. Mm-hmm. As I'm coming up, I can see Lassen. I can see Mount Shasta. I can see the foothills over here. Right now, they're all covered with snow.
Yeah.
It is magical. Absolutely
and the
beautiful.
The leaves are just, it's gotten cold enough, so those last leaves are turning that bright yellow or red or whatever.
It's,
I mean,
it's, yeah. I travel and travel and I love to travel, but I always, when I come back, I just think, wow, this is the best. So, Jean, what's happening at One Safe Place? I know there's been some changes out there with some people moving around and you're headed in a different direction. So bring us up to date.
Oh, yes. Well, so I, we call it transitioned. We don't exactly say resigned. In the end of September, I've had my doctor, and I've been a little more tired and stressed, and some issues that, and I think also part of that was sometimes it's just time to pass it on to other people. So it was a combination of things, but I have a chiropractor I was going to, and he was asking me why I wasn't getting better, and I was telling him all the things that were going on, and he said, "You have to quit." And I never quit. It's not even in my vocabulary. I don't, you know. It was
What does that mean? I don't know that word.
Quit. But it made sense. It made sense to my husband. And just instead of not worried about it, I was very like, yeah, that's what I want to do. So gave them a month's notice. And what they asked me to do to stay on as a consultant to work, to finish raising the $2 million left to raise on the building, I wouldn't mind talking about a little bit if we get a chance.
Absolutely.
So I am, and they very kindly gave me the title of Director Emeritus. So
perfect.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm still involved. Angela Jones, who's worked there for 14 years, and she and I worked very closely together, is the interim director. And doing a good job. So things are in good hands and moving along. Of course, it's never far from my mind, but I try to stay away.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
for
Jean,
obvious reasons.
I'll tell you, about 3 years ago, I decided to open an office in Sacramento. And it seemed like a really good idea at the time. And I was commuting back and forth. My daughter's a senior in high school. I literally would have no day off for 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Ended up in the hospital twice with angina,
yes,
which is the precursor to a heart attack at this point in time, 45?
Yeah.
So my second emergency room visit, the same emergency room doctor, it was a lady, said, "Why are you here again?"
Yeah.
You know, and so went kind of through with me, like, stress factors. Mm-hmm. And I literally walked out that day and called my best friend and said, "I'm going to sell Sacramento." Like, worth it. So high five. And I'm not a quitter either. But, you know, at the end of the day, and it's interesting because we're in careers where we're protecting people
right.
and caregiving of other people. But we
come
can't
last.
And we can't do what we need to do mm-mm. to make that happen for those other people if we're not healthy.
Right.
And so I really had to make that choice for myself, for my family, for the clients that I'm taking care of. If I'm not at the helm healthy mm-hmm. to lead my ship, it doesn't, you know, matter how many days a week I work or how
right.
many hours I work in a day. So,
right.
And bottom line, you're not delivering a good product because you're not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was the other thing I discovered was that I was looking back over the last couple of months and thinking, I didn't do that as well as I should have, or I reacted more than I should have as a professional. Mm-hmm. And as I look back, and even now as I look back, I can see things that I just wasn't, I don't think I was up at the top.
Right.
Just, you know.
And that's okay. We can't always be on our A game.
Yeah.
But most of us, the three of us are usually used to being on that top
exactly.
A game. And so it's difficult
exactly.
to step back.
I just put on Facebook that I'm sharing a studio with three alpha women.
Well, I think, but you know, and I will tell you, because I'm a little ahead in my career where you two are, and have gone through the transition from uh-huh. full-time employment and really being involved in it, and then backing off to and it's difficult because you like what you do and you like making a difference, but you reach a point where
right.
you have to say, I need to do the very best I can with a smaller
right.
portion of.
Actually, it hasn't been difficult. It has not been difficult. And I think there's a relief for me of saying it's okay. There was a huge relief mm-hmm. of this
yeah.
is okay to
yeah,
do that has made the transition. Of course, I'm still working half time. I'm certainly involved in such like that.
And One Safe Place, and it's so amazing, is is bigger than Gene King, thankfully.
That's perfect. That's exactly
and
right.
And so you can pass the baton on, and you've part of what you've done so amazing is you've built a brand, you've helped them build a brand, and brought this to the forefront of our community, and you've hired and trained and been a part of bringing in amazing people. And we all have to remember that in any agency, it's bigger than that person
right.
at the top. And,
absolutely.
You know, even for me, I always say, you know, you can like me and we can have a great consultation and you can think that putting your parents in our hands is amazing, but it's really the caregiver that comes in behind
absolutely.
Me that matters. They're the ones on the front lines providing the actual service. So, you
know,
and you've
exactly
done a great job
it.
Of putting
yeah.
those people in place. So,
and, you know, Gene, when I talked with you a couple, 3 years ago mm-hmm. when you were in the middle of this and
yeah.
you had a plan.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. your plan was to come in here and take that and create what you created. And then at some point, I very clearly the indication was that you would turn that over.
Yeah.
You did not intend to stay there forever.
Yeah.
And so this is a natural transition, and now you've taken that wonderful facility, created it, give it in a big red bow to the community,
yeah.
and trained the people to take it over. And you're to be congratulated for that.
Well, and that's
and now
what
move
we,
on to finish paying for
and
it.
And we've all done that. Mm-hmm. We've all built strong staff or our people that are mentored people or
and to
built
it.
Something. Mm-hmm. And there is something about moving on and looking at that from a distance. That really has
and
a lot of
pride
pleasure.
In it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Taking the pride and the pleasure in looking at it.
I
helped create this.
So there's...
we're going to take a break and then we'll come back and talk more about what we're going to do for fundraising to finish paying
good.
For
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Hey, you want to get in the mood for the holidays? Well, tonight is your chance down at Wind River Resort and Casino and Elements Lounge when Lady Bot and the Bluebirds take to the stage to play the Great American Songbook and your holiday favorites. That's from 7 to 9 to... Dine, drink, and dance the night away. Elements Lounge in Wind River Casino. That is tonight, again, beginning at 7 p.m. You want to make a reservation to head on down there for Romance on the River, holiday style. 243-3377. That's Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
The Cascade Theater is throwing a silver screen Christmas party, and you're invited. Friday, December 16th. Doors open at 6 with live music, dancing, a Christmas sweater contest, themed drinks, and a visit from Santa, followed by the ultimate holiday film, Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart. The film starts at 7:30, Friday, December 16th. Tickets and information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Must be budget blinds.
Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
20 minutes now past 8 o'clock, KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. You know, it is December, boys and girls, as much as we still remember the heat of the summer, it's a whole different season. And that means it's time for Alliance Heating and Air to check out your home heating system. They've been serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. They have taken care of my heating and cooling needs for the past couple of years. They can take care of yours, too. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. O-R-G.
Right. Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. If you'd like to give us a call, you got a question for Gene King about One Safe Place or anything else that you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. Gene, give us an update on what's happening at One Safe Place. You know, the community was all so excited when that great facility opened. So give us some numbers and something. Yeah. How are we doing out there? So what are the needs?
This is the amazing part because you have a vision, you have a dream, and you build it, and will they come? You
know, right, right.
So the great news is in the first 8 months, now you realize the reason that we really got started on it was the murder of Sandy Miller and her daughters. So it was about, would she stay? Would a person like her who came again stay instead of not because of the crowded conditions? Mm-hmm. So what's happening in the shelter is, it's deep in my heart. It's not just proud because of what's happening, but this is one of the things we discovered when people stayed in our shelter before was an average of 11 days. And it was a 30-day shelter. Our shelter now doesn't have a limit. We can't keep people there forever, but we keep them as long as we feel is needed to help them on their way. So within 8 months, it changed from an average of 11 days to an average of 35 days.
Wow.
So the women who are leaving with jobs, are back in school, have got counseling for their kids. They've got their either restraining order or back. Maybe they go back to their spouse, but they've got some counseling. They know they can come back anytime. They know where the service that we provide and what it's like. So those private rooms that we have now.
It's
magical. We have a big, that open family room and kitchen. And what you see is my vision was little kids sitting at the table doing homework while mom was cooking.
Mm-hmm. And like a family setting.
Like a family setting. Mm-hmm. Although now it may be three or four kids from different families and three moms cooking together, but they're mm-hmm. there with their kids having a conversation, helping each other, but the kids are in an atmosphere of peace.
Safety.
Yeah. When they're doing their homework, they don't have to worry about that. And that's one of so that is amazing.
So it used to be more, the former shelter was more crisis mode.
Crisis mode.
Now we've got still some people in crisis, but we're actually not just getting through the crisis
right.
and sending people back out without the skill set or the training or the counseling.
Well, when they knew they had to leave in 30 days and they didn't have a place to live or any money,
it was drama.
Now I'm in here and I'm better. Now what's going to happen to me? So it wasn't about healing. It was about
getting through that moment. Yeah.
So one of those statistics in the United States that said it takes a woman an average of 7 times to leave for the final time. And I looked at that and said, it's not their fault. It's our fault that they are taking that.
They're going back as if we're not giving them any tools before we send them back out.
And it was like, turn that thing around. Mm-hmm. Don't look at it like it's their fault, that it's how come they take so many times. Mine is, we made it so they weren't able to really make
break
that
away,
change.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a lot of my thinking of what we've done and the whole thing is take those things and look at them differently. Don't do, anyway. So other statistics. In bed nights, it's like 121% in terms of women and children. It's increased in the shelter so the people, number of people have stayed have increased by 3 times.
Wow.
So those people are able to get out of a scenario that potentially that they wouldn't have been able to get out of because there just wasn't
right.
room.
Right. But we, because of our expanded and our bigger shelter, mm-hmm. we're serving 3 times the amount of people before, right?
And serving them so much better.
And mm-hmm. serving them better. People coming into our client services area increased by 55%.
And I think part of that, too, is your amazing idea of let's make sure people know where we are.
Right.
Let's not hide the shelter. Because
Having all those services right there
right
where
there.
They can come down with their kids and mm-hmm. they don't have to go out and be constantly, is he watching? Am I in trouble again? They can actually get those services they need right there.
And they don't have to stay there either. If they had a friend to stay with, they can still take advantage of some of the services. But
and
not
we encourage
stay there.
That because we want to make sure we have enough beds. Mm-hmm. So speaking of the community, we have an average of between 30 and 40 groups a month. Using our community room for community meetings.
Oh, perfect.
And that goes all the way from fly fisher. They're putting fly fishermen. What do you call them?
The Shasta County fly fishers.
Fly tying.
Yeah,
fly tying.
Uh-huh. Anyway, they're one of the groups that's in there.
Now, how much does that seat? Because I'm oftentimes looking for meeting rooms.
Oh, yeah. It seats comfortably 50-ish.
Okay.
It's a nice facility. Mm-hmm. I got to see it during Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Beautiful system.
Well, you know, one of the things that was so impressed me, and I don't know if you knew this, Trish, but maybe you did, but their private rooms have, all of them have control their own heating and air conditioning.
Yeah.
Because people's response to stress oftentimes is triggered
so
by the temperature, mm-hmm. and they can be overheated or cold, mm-hmm. and that they saw ahead to make sure that this all these little things that you can do to make people more comfortable.
As I went through that, I marveled at those kind of mm-hmm. things that were seen, the vision that was put into that facility to really address mm-hmm. the one-on-one needs of those individuals.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has a window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of a simple little thing like that. Everyone has a window.
Which is so important.
Because, it's light.
If you felt trapped, if you've come from a place where you felt like you couldn't mm-hmm. get away, mm-hmm. how nice it is to be able to look out.
There's something about light.
Mm-hmm. And natural light.
Natural light.
Natural, absolutely. Yeah,
at least to me. I mean, there are all the numbers within 8 months. Are phenomenal. They just go right down a list. Let me just give you another part. So we are part of a strategic planning that we were part of for a year called Theory of Change. It was sponsored by Blue Shield. They had some consultants come in. So we worked for a year of what are all our touch points? How do we work? Who talks to who? Blah, blah, blah. Designing a computer system that they paid for to go with that. So this is what we found. And again, this was in the first 8 months, that when somebody comes in, they have an average of 5 touch points, which means we've never been able to talk about this before. So part of the goal is to produce results to tell the community. We can now give you numbers and results and what happens. So these touch points include I walk in the door and I'm greeted by somebody, right? It's a touch point. I go in and I see an advocate and go over things. It's another touch point. I then go to health services, and that's another touch point. I get a restraining order and go to court. These touch points, about 5 of them. What this added up to was, in a year, over 50,000 touch points.
Wow.
50,000 touch points, which we provide when that person can come in the door. You know, some it's maybe just one, and others it may be 10.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is to show our services and to talk about you know, you aren't just walking in the door, seeing one person, then you leave.
Right, it's the impact of all of those.
It's the impact of all of those. So, and that each person's average is about five times. So about, we see about 500 people a month.
Wow.
And that's incredible. And we think about the community, and probably we're not even touching all of the people who need it, but certainly better. Do you think that there's more going on in the community, or are we just reaching more of them?
I think we're reaching more of them. And now, that's hard to tell, though, because of the uptick now with the heroin and the opiates that's going on. Anytime things increase like that, there's going to be
abuse attached
to it, me at male or female. Mm-hmm. I mean, my always main concern is what that abuse has affected the children. I had a friend the other day telling me of growing up in a home where mom and dad fought, and every Thanksgiving and her social occasion was a fight. She wanted to hide in the corner, and that today she has trouble with those events and things because there's that fear there's going to be an explosion. Well, that's what those children live with, and then they grow up to have that. So
the trauma that brings it into their life. And
perpetuated.
Perpetuated, you know. And
generally the holiday season is all difficult. Kinds of new stress that's introduced. Mm-hmm. When you bring alcohol into a regular meal situation, you bring the fact that I don't have a good job, and I'm
financial
not able to
stress.
Really – the financial stress, and I'm not able to provide everything I think I should for my children. All that comes together and blows up during the holiday
and the amount
season.
Of stress of, you know, if I say anything, there's going to be an argument. So you go and you're anxious.
Yeah.
Without anything happened.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to take a little time out here to pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
It is 8:30 on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio, and this portion of the program being brought to you by Budget Blinds. Carl and Linda finally had Jerry and the team do some work there at their home, and they could not be happier. Jerry's goal is that when he walks out of the house, it's nicer than when he walked in, and the customer actually got what they wanted, and they're excited about it and tell their friends, and that's what we're doing right here. If you're in need of custom wall window covering, shutters, blinds, shades, draperies, why don't you give Budget Blinds a call? 226-9027. Visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds this Thursday night, December 1st, from 7 to 9 in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite Christmas songs and jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Lou White on sax and flute, and Joe Larson on trombone, and a special appearance with Scott Lewis on vocals. December 1st, from 7 to 9, call 243-3377 for reservations today.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And 835, KCNR, 1460. Yeah, there we go. 46 degrees. And I tell you, after this morning's radio show, I have this amazing need to head on over to Cypress Square Barbershop because it's man's last stronghold.
You feel surrounded by these alpha females.
2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. 244-9478 Cypress Square Barbershop. It's where Carl and I get our locks shorn, and where you should too if you're a guy. Or actually, I've seen women in there. Check them out. And now back to Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday, and my co-host Sharon Clark, and we're here this morning with Gene King from One Safe Place and kind of updating. And it occurred to me that we all always assume that we know, everybody knows where One Safe Place is and what it is and how it got there. And I'm quite sure people are listening to us out there who are really not aware that this is the new women's refuge, Chester County Women's Refuge. So give us a little bit of background and tell us how we got to be One Safe Place and also where you are located, because we want sure. everybody to know that.
So I became director about 5.5 years ago, and it was then called Shasta Women's Refuge. And it had been in the community for about 30 years, and it is an agency that serves victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. That was its primary purpose 5 years ago. There was another agency who came into town called the Shasta Family Justice Center, who came in with a new model of operating and helping victims that included services right in the agency instead of sending them out to different places. So we merged with that and adopted that method of functioning. And soon after that, after my staff said, answering phones, good morning, Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Yeah. Yeah. Said, we can't do that all the time. And a client said the same thing. Can't you say something easier?
Yeah. Yeah, can't you put this, together somehow?
So it didn't work. So what we really did a search and worked with the community on changing the name, and we came up with the name of One Safe Place. So that worked well. We were in three locations. We had a business office, we had a client services offices, and then we had a shelter that was supposedly a secret, except all the perps in town knew and all the good people in town didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't make much sense to me. I'm a pretty practical person. And but that was how they defined safety, was by being secret.
Yeah.
Instead of providing security. Anyway, won't go down that road, but about a year later, a woman came to us to stay in the shelter who was really in danger for her life. She and her two young girls. We were crowded because we had three bedrooms for 26 women and children, two bathrooms. So they share. There was no privacy whatsoever. And they had been up for 3 days. He was on drugs. And she said, I need sleep and I need peace and quiet, and I can't deal with everybody's
And the rest of what's going on with all these other people.
The chaos and stuff like that. Eventually, he murdered her and the two little girls.
We all remember that up in Shingletown. Mm-hmm. That was the impetus.
That was a moment for me and our agency and our board to say, we can't any longer say we need a new shelter. That doesn't work. Now's the time to say we're going to build a new shelter and we're going to make it fulfill all the issues that we know that prevent people from staying and getting the help. And that's how we planned it. We went ahead. We did a research with the community. 100 out of 100 people said, yes, go ahead. We'll support you. So we fairly quickly raised about $3.5 million, which is incredible for the community, given that we did it in about a year and a year and a half.
Incredible, yeah.
Support from the community has been great. Our plan, working with banks, all of the things that we got the building up. She was murdered in May of 2013, and our first clients came in October of 2015. So, you know, it wasn't, again, like something that maybe we're going to do in the future, see if we could do it or wait till we had the money that was going to be. Let's get it
done.
It's
a sad impetus, but it certainly brought it to a boiling point that we had to stop talking about it and do it.
So we made some changes as we did this also that are unique in the nation. They still are unique in the nation. The combination with the family justice, how we did, is still a unique. So the bottom floor contains our services for as clients come in, and we have people from the DA's office, from elder abuse, from child abuse, mental health, drug and alcohol abuse are in the building, plus a whole counseling group, legal services, volunteers,
and adult protective services for seniors.
That's a definite part of what we do. And upstairs is the shelter where we are now able to serve instead of 26, which was never really
what
we
were. Really?
Yeah, it was more like 15 or 16 was bulging at the seams. Mm-hmm. But we're now up to serve up to 40, 45, 50 people. So you can see the increase in the people. They all have their own private rooms. And the service is there instead of we go up and down. So we've saved staff time. We can have one support group and everybody's able to attend. It changes the whole flavor of it. So really, instead of being in three places, we're now in one, and we're located at 2250 Benton Drive, which is, if you take Court Street south and cross the Sacramento River, it turns into Benton.
Right around the corner from the Elks Lodge and the Senior Center.
Senior Center in the park.
Right out there, just standing out there like a golden jewel.
Yeah. Yeah. So did I miss anything?
I think that's good. Something? I want to focus just a little bit about the senior services because we have a lot of senior abuse in Shasta County because we have a huge adult, you know, elder population. Mm-hmm. And the fear for our seniors, sometimes they're out there, they know they need some help, but they don't want to draw attention to their situation because they're fearful that if somebody knows they're not able to totally take care of themselves in their home, they're going to try and put them in a home.
They're going to take away their independence. Right.
And so let's assure them that that's, number one, harder to do than they think it is, and services are available at your facility there.
Sure, and actually ours – so we don't look for housing or help with people more like you do, Sharon, in terms of those. We work with those who are actually being abused. And abuse is emotional, financial, isolation, as well as physical abuse.
Exactly.
And a lot of that goes on with an elder. I mean, more than anybody can even imagine, the kind of abuse that goes on there, and it's about money.
And it's usually a family member. A lot of
family
time it's a
member.
Grandchild or that's living in there, and the Social Security check comes in and they cash it for grandma.
And
that's the last you see them until the next Social Security check.
Right, and what is that grandma going to do who isn't that well? How's she going to report something?
Right. And I will say, Trish, to your point about being moved, I had a great contact once who works in CPS point out to me that, you know, when children are abused, the perpetrator is generally in the home. So the first thing they do is they move the kids out.
Right.
In elder abuse, oftentimes it's their home. and the abuse is coming in. So we're not just going to move them out. We're going to get the abuser out.
Oh, exactly.
You know? And so it's, so our mental, we have to shift our thinking because we think about losing our home. We're going to be moved, and we don't want to see anybody moved. In fact, it's very difficult to force someone out of their home. And trust me, and I've seen scenarios where it probably would be better for that person to be getting different help because of dementia and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's still very difficult. You know, we are always going to err on the side of keeping our homeowner in their home and not having our county force people out. But I think, you know, I know we have a great APS department, Adult Protective Services, and we are mandated reporters. My agency is so, but I know that they're sometimes overworked, and people may not know where to go if they suspect abuse. So just to know that you could just walk into One Safe Place with that person that you can that you're concerned about
and
to get
help
immediate help, because we did have our situation just a year or so ago. The lady that died in her bed.
Yeah.
With the bed sores and horrible conditions. And the daughter and granddaughter are now, I believe, on trial for murder. Mm-hmm. And it's important as a community that we do pay attention to our neighbors, to who's at their homes, to if you see them all the time and all of a sudden you don't see them anymore. You know, the thing with children being abused is they have to go to school and they're out and hopefully people are going to recognize things. With seniors, they are more isolated in general. So it's important. And this is why our banks have done such a great job of training bank tellers to be aware. Just in my 12 years of owning a business, we've seen them question when we're taking the client to get money out.
Right.
They are now tuned in to watching who's, you know, taking the money, what's happening.
That's the kind of thing that will make a difference.
Yes,
that
it is. And we all need to be those reporters.
Right.
And one other thing, we have our crisis line, that 244-0117. I can see my memory right now. I'm thinking that I'd make sure of that. But we have a crisis line number. I'll verify when we get back.
Okay, and we're going to take a break right now. And we're going to come back and talk about some fundraising for One Safe Place in the upcoming year.
14 minutes now before 9 o'clock on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane. Firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join floral designer Janet Shields and Turtle Bay Exploration Park to create your own holiday wreath. On Saturday, December 3rd, from 9 a.m. to noon, participants will create their own fresh, full-size holiday wreath for the front door or family room for just $35 for Turtle Bay members and $40 for non-members. All instruction and materials are provided. Space is limited and pre-registration is required. Visit turtlebay.org to register now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ring, ting, tingle, and two. Come on.
Oh, I miss this lady. Karen Carpenter. What a great song. Hey, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, and this portion of Free Fire Radio. You know, from the very beginning, these guys have been supporters of this show from the early days across town. Tobacco and Brew. They are at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Sharon have a great business over there. And, of course, you can go in over there to Espresso Joe's and check out the T&B Sweeties. Again, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 223-2049. Now, back for one more time to Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark, and it is Thursday, and Sharon Clark and I have been hitting on a lot of subjects this morning, not the least of which is One Safe Place, and we're going to finish our conversation with Gene King. But first, let's remind one more time about the event on Saturday morning for Cherry Papini.
Yes, our community is coming together to do a welcome home photo for Sherry and Keith and their family, and Keith has been contacted, and he's very supportive of this idea, which I think is really important because we do want to respect their privacy. But to kind of come together as a community and just celebrate her homecoming. So on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the convention center, the community is invited to come and take a, it'll be an aerial photo with a big, wonderful sign. And you're encouraged to wear pink, which is Sherry's favorite color, and come support her and welcome her back to our community. And then we are all going to just give them time to heal and let the investigation move forward and move on with life and celebrate her being here and
her safe return.
Yeah, and have a final happy time for our community. She's been through a lot, and we wish her the best to recover. But it is a happy ending, and that she has been reunited with her children and her family. So, I will be there representing. So, please join us Saturday at 10. Again, it's on the lawn at the convention center.
Perfect. And I want to remind everybody, it is the first Sunday of the month, so we'll expect to see all of you down at the Frontier Senior Center for breakfast on Sunday. Always got to throw in my pitch a couple of times during the show because it's a great breakfast and one of the big fundraisers. And it is a community breakfast. It's not a senior breakfast, so bring your kids and your grandparents and neighbors and come down and join us for breakfast. And it's Christmas. We'll have some little treats as well. And finally, let's talk about what do we got coming up for fundraisers. We still have a bill for this marvelous building. It needs to be paid off. The community has come together many times, and we need to finish off that debt and retire that debt so it moves forward as a forever facility in our community.
So we do have a combination of a couple of loans as we went through the process, construction loan and a loan from the person who sold us the building, that we need to pay off now, and that's about $2 million. So that's what I'm hired to do. So what I'm doing, and Chris Heydrich and I are working together on this, Chris is a member of our board and on the executive committee, is we've kind of backed off from that part of fundraising in town because we hit the community pretty hard for a while. We're coming back. Just so everybody know, we're coming back. It needs to be done. So Chris is going to be focusing on Shasta County and coming back and re-identifying some of our lists and people that we actually didn't reach. We need to go back locally. So you'll be hearing things about us through probably Facebook and newsletters and such about that. And I'm working primarily trying to identify new sources out of Shasta County, working on foundations and grants and such. And it's like digging for what if you dug
a needle in the haystack.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, and the great thing is because my agency committed $5,000 mm-hmm. over the next 5 years. So if you're a local agency and you can even do, whatever amount that is right. over the next, so I'm going to do $1,000 a year for 5 years. Then that's $5,000 they know they have. And
right.
so if you're an agency in town that wants to support, it's not like they have to write you a $10,000 check tomorrow.
No.
It can be over time if you want to do $500
a year. You can do a monthly or
absolutely.
A year or right. whatever to
right,
sign it.
Right.
You're sure
yeah.
an issuing a challenge.
I know, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
I hear a challenge coming
yeah.
from
Sharon. I hear a challenge.
I think, one of the important things to me is, because I have a staff primarily of women – in an age group with young children, not a super skilled labor force. Mm-hmm. Some of the women that I'm surrounded by in my day to day life doing caregiving are at risk of some of this
right.
behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important to me, and I'm very passionate about this cause. And of course, on the other side of it is my elder abuse.
Right.
Concerns. So really on both sides of it to me, Once Safe Place is amazing. And I want to see a success in our community. I have a daughter who's 21 with a lot of friends that are still in town, and I always want them to be educated. And the great thing about One Safe Place isn't just, in crisis mode. You're out there. You just said during the break, you've got someone at Shasta College twice a week doing support groups, and let's be on the front lines of preventing abuse, not just rescuing people out of it. And that's
try to turn the cycle around.
Right.
And that's
so,
one of the things
yes.
that One Safe
yeah.
Place is
so
done.
Let
yeah.
me add two things to that about raising the final $2 million. One of my goals in starting this whole thing also was to make sure that we can let our lenders, our grantors know the results. Our mm-hmm. grants from the government don't ask. It's amazing. If
yeah.
you get 50 people, you get this money. It doesn't matter. Did they succeed? Did they come back? So those are the numbers we gave out earlier when we're talking about. We're able to tell you now that building makes a difference. Every penny that was put into it is making a difference.
And that's so important for people that invest. They want to know. I did something with my money.
Exactly. And so I just wanted to, put those things out there. We feel an obligation back to the community to let them know, yes, we are making a difference. We are reaching more people, and they are getting more help.
So what can the person that's out there today listening to us, it's Christmas time, what can they do just in any amount to help One Safe Place?
Well, there's several things. One is it's end of year tax time. And for those who are fortunate enough need to have a tax relief, definitely we would like you to consider us. It's also if you're working on your will or your estate. I mean, these are all different ways of giving and donating and mm-hmm. such. It's not just the cash donation. You can make a difference in your own life. There's lots of things. But putting us in your estate, in your will.
That's a great idea.
Is mm-hmm. extremely important because mm-hmm. we have, over this last several years, been at a point where we didn't make enough for an event or something. And just by a miracle, someone's estate comes up and all of a sudden we have
15 grand you weren't expecting or something. Our,
yeah, or 100 grand,
okay.
We've had quite substantial. Mm-hmm. And it's... That could pay off our building too.
One of the things I see quite often, and I encourage people to do this not only for One Safe Place, I would encourage you to do it for the Frontier Senior Center
sure.
as well.
Right.
Let
right.
your family know that if something happens to you mm-hmm. in lieu of flowers,
right.
to make that donation to some place that is special to you.
Absolutely.
Whether that be One Safe Place because mm-hmm. you've been touched there, or whether you have a senior center that you go to on a regular basis mm-hmm. that's been a home away from home for mm-hmm. you, say to your children, when my time comes, instead of filling up the room with flowers, have people make donations to the Frontier Senior Center
Absolutely.
Or the Shasta Senior Nutrition mm-hmm. or whatever
right.
those places
Haven
are.
Humane, whatever.
Haven
Humane.
Whatever has touched your life.
Absolutely.
Mention that to your family because they don't know about that and whatever it is.
Yes, all of the I have a group of women one man 6-7 women and one man of nonprofits with guts. That's not really the word we use,
right.
But that's
yeah.
the idea yeah. that we get together. YMCA, Good News Rescue Knit Mission, NVCSS, some McConnell Foundation. It's a pretty powerful group of leaders, of nonprofit leaders, let me put it that way. But what we do in that is what you're saying there is share these ideas, how we can help each other, even on fundraising things. What could we combine to make a stronger appeal? Thinking down the alley that you're thinking and mine in fundraising is the fundraising we are doing and working together makes this community is what we're trying to put out there, what we said when we started about beautiful Mount Shasta, you know. One of my things is having us live up to the beauty of our community.
What a great close. This has just been great this morning. We've had lots of conversation. I hope you've enjoyed it and maybe learned something about what's out there in this community, the very positive things for this time of year. We're into December. We're playing Christmas music.
Yeah.
This will be Sharon and I's last opportunity to wish you all a Merry Christmas and together.
Yeah, we'll be back on January 5th.
Yes, and talk about the New Year's and all that entails. But I want to thank you, Jean, for coming in, updating us on One Safe Place. It's certainly one of the success stories of our community, a project that was dreamed about and needed so badly. It now exists. And thanks to you and all your efforts and everybody that was involved
Absolutely.
In that. It's a reality. So thanks for joining us. And be sure and join Carl and Linda tomorrow at Free Fire Radio.
News from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence take a victory lap today. Their first stop, Indianapolis. They'll salute workers at a manufacturing plant that was scheduled to close before Mr. Trump intervened.
At the Carrier Heating and Air Conditioning Company in Indianapolis, the president-elect will declare he made good on his campaign promise to save that factory and others like it. Trump will tour the facility with his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, then give a speech about the deal. Few details have emerged about the deal, raising some questions about just how many jobs will be saved.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Carrier has agreed to keep some 800 union jobs at the plant instead of moving them south to Mexico. And after Indianapolis, on to Ohio to honor the supporters in a state that helped to propel the Trump ticket to victory. Wisconsin launching a recount of the nearly 3 million ballots.